and justice for all. Christine, I need my handbag.
By electronic means, in accordance with the Senator Byron M. Baer Open Public Meeting Act 2020, which explicitly permits public bodies to conduct meetings. Excuse me. I was yelling a lot when I couldn't get on. electronically, through the state of emergency, Governor Murphy issued Executive Order 103 and 107 declaring public health emergency and state of emergency and directing residents to quarantine and practice social distancing. The Borough of Seabright, in compliance with the Open Public Meeting Act, has provided the date, time, and location of this meeting to at least two designated newspapers, published the same in the Asbury Park Press, the official newspaper, filed the notice with the borough clerk and posted notice on the borough offices and on the borough website. Welcome, everybody.
Good evening.
Good evening.
We have a roll call, please.
Yes, I just want to make note that Steve Smith is texting me. He's having trouble getting on, so hopefully he will get here. Mr. Cashmore? Thank you. Chairman Cunningham?
I'm here.
Ms. DiGiulio? Vice Chairman DeSeo?
Here.
Mayor Kelly?
Here.
Councilman Lexstein?
Here.
Mr. Knott? Mr. Smith, hopefully, is coming. Ms. Bills?
Here.
Ms. Ray? And Ms. Gorman.
Here.
Thank you.
And Candace, if you want to text them back, I just emailed both of them the link.
Okay.
I got on through the agenda that you sent me, Carrie. And Candace, before we get started with business, I know you sent me an email that said we had an update to the agenda, which I don't have in front of me, just so
sure.
I'm operating on the original agenda, so just guide me through it.
Sure. I just added the resolution that we're going to memorialize, and so that updated the agenda. It's the one for Dowd, yeah. There he is.
Steve Smith just arrived. If the record can reflect, Candace?
Yes. 7:48. Thank you.
Mr. Julio,
let's note for the record that these COVID meetings are not very efficient.
Now you're probably getting used to them, Mark.
I am, but I have one like every single night, but it's just, I feel bad for everyone.
It's another pandemic in itself.
Yeah.
The problem is going to come in the future if somebody appeals the decision they have a right to with a lack of ability to get online.
Well, the meetings are recorded.
Yep. And, yeah, I mean, you can do it by telephone, so I think access is certainly available to the public, and we made every effort to do so. I mean, they could argue that they couldn't go out on a rainy night. You know, I mean, it's the same thing. But ready for the minutes?
We are ready for the 6:09:20 minutes. Anybody have a discussion about those minutes that we have all received?
Candace, is there anyone who's not eligible?
I will tell you who is eligible to vote. Mr. Cashmore, Cunningham, well, DeJulio's not here, DeSeo, Lexstein, Smith, Bills, Ray, and Gorman are eligible to vote. So I will call the names, but I need the motions first.
I'll make a motion to approve the minutes.
I'll second that motion.
Okay. Mr. Cashmore?
Yes.
Chairman Cunningham?
Yes.
Mr. DeSeo?
Yes.
Councilman Lexstein?
Yes.
Mr. Smith?
Yes.
Ms. Bills?
Yes.
Ms. Ray?
Yes.
Ms. Gorman?
Yes.
Thank you.
On to motion carried. On to the June 16th, 20 minutes. I can read them.
I'll make a motion to approve those minutes as written.
Okay. I'll second that.
All righty.
Roll call, please. Yes.
Mr. Cashmore?
Yes.
Chairman Cunningham?
Yes.
Mr. DeSeo?
Yes.
Councilman Lexstein?
Yes.
Ms. Bills?
Yes.
Ms. Ray?
Yes.
And Ms. Gorman?
Candace, I just joined. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Yes, thank you.
Record will reflect Mr. Julio just joined.
And that's 7:51. Okay, great.
Now we have minutes as well from 6:23. I didn't have in front of me. I got the email.
It's Heather.
It's Heather. Candace, I don't know how to do this, but we need to amend those minutes because I need to recuse myself. I'm on the minutes as I was confirming.
Oh, there goes this
job. So how do we do that, Carrie?
Why don't we just hold those minutes until the next meeting and we'll discuss.
Is that for the 23rd, Heather?
23rd.
Okay.
From the email I sent.
All right, so we'll hold those until next time. Cashmore?
Yes.
Mr. Cunningham?
Yes.
Ms. DeJulio?
Yes.
Mr. DeSeo?
Yes.
Councilman Lexstein?
Yes.
Mayor Kelly? Mr.
Yes.
Smith?
Yes.
Ms. Bills?
Yes.
Ms. Ray? And
Ms.
Gorman?
Yes.
So, without further notice, or with further notice, are there actually?
There will be no further notice given. Anyone that's on here for that, no further notice. We'll make sure that those that did not get the 10 days have the proper notice. But everyone else was notified properly, and will receive no further notice.
Okay.
Just a quick question: will the link be the same link, or will there be a new link?
New link.
New link. This is the number change.
What section of the website is that located? Because I couldn't find the.
It's.
I did it off the web.
Planning board, agenda, minutes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Very good. Thank you. Bye, everyone.
Bye,
John.
One little note. I just wanted everybody on the board to know that Mr. McGinley is moving out of Seabright, and he has resigned from our board. Very happy to have him on the board for the time that he's with us. He was a great guy and brought some interesting points of view to the board.
He did.
As far as going forward here, any other business?
River properties. We just did downtown. We have to do river also.
Oh, I apologize. Yes, we had the same issue with the notice.
Yeah. Yeah, so for the planning board review of the river properties redevelopment plan, we have the same issue. It should be noted that there's a lot of overlap on the two surrounding property owners. So everyone did receive a notice, but not necessarily two notices for each one of those reviews. So similarly, I would ask that we carry this matter to the July 28th meeting with no further notice.
I will happily make that motion to carry as well. But I do want to mention that notice is not required for this. We are doing it. We are doing it to just make sure transparency is involved with all of our neighbors and friends.
That's correct. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. And again, on this one, Ms. Gorman and the mayor cannot vote on any aspect of the river property application, including carrying it. So.
Could we have a roll call, please, Candace?
Sure. Do we get motions? I missed them.
I made a motion. We need a second.
Okay.
I'll second.
Thank you.
Mr. Smith.
All righty. All right, Mr. Cashmore.
Yes.
Chairman Cunningham.
Yes.
Mr. Giulio.
Yes.
Mr. DeSeo.
Yes.
Councilman Lightstein.
Yes.
Mayor Kelly. And he's abstaining from that because of the okay. Mr. Smith?
Yes.
Ms. Bills?
Yes.
Ms. Ray is abstaining?
No, Ms. Gorman is.
Oh, excuse me. There we go.
I say yes.
Ms. Ray, thank you. And Ms. Gorman is abstaining. Yeah.
We're going to do the resolution on the Dow property.
Yes.
That's. I'm trying to. I don't have the up to date agenda with me because I was fighting with the go to meeting.
I'm glad someone else had a problem with it too.
Well, I just had you want me to sign in and join. Find a 14-day freebie or something. I don't know.
Let's step up.
Let's move on to the resolution for the Dow property.
All right. Oops.
Anybody?
Candace, you want to just read the heading on that?
Let's see.
Or you want me to grab it?
A resolution of the, it's granting site plan with bulk variances and use variance approval to Bernard Dowd, 20 and 22 Church Street, Block 13, Lot 28, and Lot 29.
And that was emailed to all members of the board.
All members.
Right.
Yes.
Does anybody care to make a motion on that?
I'll make a motion to move that one.
Okay. Let me go grab my notes again.
I'll second it.
All right.
And Mr. Julio, Mr. Cashmore.
Okay.
Is everyone else's, all the pictures are frozen. Is that for everybody?
No.
No, mine's working.
So is mine frozen, or you guys can see whatever I'm doing?
I can see you.
We can see exactly what you're doing. Great, I need a ballot. That's what I'm pointing out.
We have a motion.
Ready, Mr. Cashmore?
Yes.
Chairman Cunningham?
Yes.
I don't have in front of me who was here and not here, so for that.
That won't hurt.
Oh, for.
They weren't allowed.
Let me just find. Oh, that was 6:23, so there we go. So Mr. Cashmore is a yes. Chairman Cunningham?
Yes.
Ms. DiGiulio?
Yes.
Mr. DeSeo?
Yes.
Councilman Lexstein was not there, I believe. Mr. Smith?
Yes.
Ms. Ray?
Yes.
Ms. Gorman?
Abstain.
Okay, there we got it. Thank you.
Thanks,
Candace. Sure. Thank you.
As difficult as it is, it's always good to see your face.
Yes.
Have a good night, guys.
Everybody. Have a good night. Good night, everybody. Thanks for turning yourself in, Heather.
Good night.
Hi, now I'm seeing more of you.
Here.
Hi, Candace.
Hi.
Hi, Liz.
And thanks again, Candace.
Sure.
Yes.
I think we can get it. I've got the whole thing hosed up, but I'll talk to you later.
Okay, well.
I don't know why it doesn't work now. Sometimes.
Thanks, everybody.
Right. This is...
Everybody else on? Gone?
So what do you get? I don't know what happened. The link I got from you was. It sent me to my own meeting.
That's weird. I mean, it's. I always take it right from the webs, you know, the GoToMeeting. It says copy. And I put it on. I don't know how it's.
I knew I would start getting texts because I couldn't get in any other way. And the one that got me in was going to the second page of the minute. Or the.
Agenda?
Second page.
Yeah, they're all. It's the same one, though. It's the same one.
No, they were different.
Oh, you mean I goofed up?
No, in my email, it doesn't matter. I got there.
Eventually.
Hi. Hi, this is Lauren Kelly. I had a quick question. I just want to make sure I understood. So the letter that we received in the mail about the riverfront redevelopment plan, that will be discussed on the 28th at the same time, the same link, correct? Since some people didn't notice
it. It may not be the same link, but it will be the 28th, and there will be available for the public to find it.
Okay, great. Thank you so much. Have a good evening.
You too.
kind of meeting shot.
That's done.
Cheers. Thanks, Candace.
Sure. Anytime.
Good now.
Let me stop.